You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, we've got a piece from Zoe, who brings us a report on Amnesty International's call for the release of prisoners of conscience.
Amnesty International has called for the immediate release of prisoners of conscience worldwide during the COVID-19 pandemic. Sara Scapelli, Deputy Campaigns Director at Amnesty International, has said, "As this devastating virus sweeps across the globe, prisons are at risk of becoming dangerous hotspots for COVID-19. It is more important than ever that states take urgent measures to protect all those who are behind bars, including by releasing all individuals who are held for simply, peacefully exercising their rights." So what is a prisoner of conscience? A prisoner of conscience is a person who has been put in prison for holding political or religious views that are not tolerated in the state in which they live. They may have peacefully campaigned for legislative change within their country, spoken out against human rights violations, or worked towards greater equality for people within their society. Quite simply, they refused to keep quiet. Amnesty International is now campaigning for the release of 150 prisoners of conscience. These serve as somewhat emblematic cases. They believe there could be thousands more. One of the many examples of a prisoner of conscience in the world today is Rami Shaath, a Palestinian-Egyptian activist who's been jailed in Egypt since July of last year. Rami is the coordinator in Egypt of the boycott campaign against Israel due to its treatment of its Palestinian neighbours. Shaath has been charged with assisting a terrorist group and might have to wait 2 years for a trial. Here's a clip of his wife, Lebrun Shaath, who is French and has been deported from Egypt back to France, being interviewed, explaining her husband's situation and why he is a prisoner of conscience. The following clip is from the French news channel site, France 24.
Your husband is in jail since his arrest on that night. We've learned that he was charged with assisting a quote-unquote terrorist group. Since then, some bits of information have surfaced that he would be part of a group tied to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is obviously banned and clearly the enemy of the regime of Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the president of Egypt. But for now, there's no trial. He sits in jail as we speak, correct?
Yes, exactly. And actually, it could be up to 2 years before Rami is tried in the current legal system. So, for example, he is now detained by the public prosecution that can detain him for 150 days. So today,
it's been 100
days. It's been 100 days, and we have 50 days more to wait before Rami will be brought to a judge that can then decide to renew him for 45 days and up to 2 years. So this is the cycle that we are trying to break today. Rami has no reason to be in jail. There is no substantiated charge for him to be there in the first
place. There's no ties with the Muslim Brotherhood?
There is nothing of that sort. This is an accusation that is being used simply to target peaceful activists, opponents to the regime.
This is fabricated. This is a political prisoner
This is a political prisoner, a prisoner of conscience, as recognized by Amnesty International, who is part of the campaign we're carrying today to release Rami. So we ask for his immediate and unconditional release.
Another prisoner of conscience in the world today is Iranian human rights lawyer Nazrin Sotoudeh. She was arrested on the 13th of June 2018 and was sentenced to 38 years and 6 months in prison, as well as 148 lashes after two grossly unfair trials. The charges against her relate to her opposition to forced veiling laws. These include inciting corruption and prostitution and openly committing a sinful act by appearing in public without a hijab, as well as her activism against the death penalty. One thing Amnesty International notes about prisons as hotspots for COVID-19 is the difficulties they face regarding physical distancing. This is very much an issue for New Zealand prisons, where double bunking remains legal. As of 2018, more than a third of the prison population was currently double bunked, a situation that the Human Rights Commission has criticised. New Zealand prisons have also come under fire regarding the prolonged solitary confinement of prisoners during COVID-19. Even those in minimum security prisons have been confined to their cells for sometimes more than 24 hours at a time. Under the United Nations standard minimum rules for the treatment of prisoners, Anything longer than 22 hours without meaningful human contact is considered solitary confinement and is only to be used as a last resort. In addition to freeing prisoners of conscience, Amnesty International is calling on governments to take steps to curb the spread of the pandemic, including by decongesting prisons. This directly relates to the double bunking in New Zealand. They call on authorities to also review cases of people in pre-trial detention, as well as children, and consider the early, temporary or conditional release of people at particular risk, such as older people and those with underlying medical conditions. But my question is, what happens after the pandemic? Will the fight for the release of prisoners of conscience continue with the same vigour when the threat of COVID-19 subsides? And what of the other prison population who face the same health risks as prisoners of conscience in unsanitary jails? What are their rights when it comes to protection from disease, and who is fighting for them? I've reached out to Amnesty International for more information, and I'm looking forward to continuing investigating this issue more in the coming weeks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.